Welcome to the Technology Lab, presented by CPA Practice Advisor, with your hosts, Randy Johnston and Brian Tankersley.
I'm Randy Johnston, along with Brian Tankersley. Brian, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Brian Tankersley. I've been in the profession since the early 90s, have been doing accounting technology since the late 90s on a professional basis. I've written a few hundred product reviews, and I've spoken in 48 states talking about accounting technology to CPAs.
And I am from Hutchinson, Kansas. I am so pleased to spend time with you today. I have been on the top 100 list since 2004, the top 25 list since 2011. I love to spend time in technology and with my family as well. I'm fortunate enough to have founded Network Management Group, which is a managed service provider, providing services from Boston to Honolulu. And my K2 business is how I met Brian, and it is how we've probably met many of you, producing CPE and PD in the US and Canada. We're so pleased to spend time with you on today's Technology Lab. Good day, welcome to the Technology Lab. We've got Brian Tankersley along with myself, Randy Johnston, to talk about a cryptocurrency tool called Gilded. Now, Gilded is intended to let your business run on the blockchain and to accept transactions in various cryptocurrencies. And it really is initially interfaced with QuickBooks Online and others, but it really is a platform. And, you know, probably the best way to think about it is it's a digital asset accounting tool along with receiving stablecoin payments. It right now it has over a dozen of the leading currencies supported. But I think, Brian, you're really the cryptocurrency expert here among us. You know, both of us have been involved with it for, you know, a dozen years or more, I guess, at this point. But, you know, as I've followed cryptocurrency and watched the developments, and you and I have both written and talked about it, you know, we've been watching for tools that made a difference for accountants. I think Gilded might be one of those. So what do our listeners need to know about Gilded?
Okay, well, you know that we're treating the IRS says that we've got to treat and track basis on our cryptocurrency holdings. We got to calculate gain and loss with each transaction. Well, that is a painful thing. And so what this lets us do is this lets you streamline your back office operations surrounding that. So you can actually connect this to your wallets. You can accept payments. You could go through and actually use this effectively as your crypto subledger attached to your QBO. So it gives you the ability to, again, go through and use this, whether you're somebody that is doing business on the blockchain, maybe you're doing smart contracts, something else like that. Maybe you're a cannabis company and, you know, you have a number of dispensaries and you pay employees in blockchain, you know, or vendors or others. This is a tool for managing all of that basis tracking that you have to do surrounding that. And so you can effectively, again, use this as a subledger of your QBO to go ahead and connect to those blockchains. So it'll connect to the Ethereum blockchain. They've added Polygon, Ronin, Binance. They support Bitcoin. They also support mass pay to Bitcoin, where they have one-to-many payments, so that you can do effectively AP batches and have one transaction charge as opposed to individual transaction charge to each one. You can do payroll through Gusto. The employees can elect paper checks. You go through the mass pay, use a spreadsheet, put in their wallet addresses, and then you can pay in stablecoin. So this effectively makes a blockchain powers and allows you to use cryptocurrency and things on blockchain within small business accounting tools.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things that I think is interesting about their design, Brian, was that, you know, they're trying to do the synchronization pretty much in real time. I believe unlimited number of wallets and so forth. But the way they treat this is they let the digital asset have a parent account, and then each type of cryptocurrency, each type of coin be a sub-account inside QuickBooks Online as their structure. And, you know, that particular methodology makes it pretty simple, but then they also have a block explorer that's accessible from inside the platform. So you can actually see the transactions inbound and outbound and the actual value at the time of the transaction as that occurs. Did I recall that correctly?
You did. And one of the things I wanted to mention also is that it will do these valuations and these calculations, the gain loss calculations and everything, in multiple fiat currencies. So if you bought and you paid euros to buy this many bitcoins, and you paid Canadian dollars for these, you paid US dollars for these, you can actually go through with those fiat currencies and value each of the transactions in those different currencies. So this is something, again, where you have international clients that are doing this or companies that are doing this, and you're having to do the CAS related to that. This really is kind of a Swiss Army knife, as it were, for solving those currency / blockchain ledger needs around those wallets and those transactions.
Yeah. And so, you know, it really is a business-oriented company. In fact, that's what they've said about themselves. They're a business-focused company, not for traders or individuals. Would you say that's true?
I think that's true. And they're not designed like the Legible folks to do to go in and do the tax piece. So if you have individuals that are doing this, that's not these guys' game. Their game is operational tracking and the accounting of it and the subledger tracking of it, as opposed to let's figure out what the gain loss is on these tax transactions for this individual. They're really looking for the pipeline of flowing this through the year, the workflow and the calculation of all the things that, for the interim financials, as opposed to going in and just doing a single point thing in here.
Clearly not for traders or individuals, nor do they plan to be, is the way I really understand that. Further, this market moves fast, and they've had to move fast with it. So I think right now they're doing a weekly upgrade on Wednesdays is their basic rollout strategy. And, you know, as an old programmer, I just think about what it takes to get a release ready. And, you know, they seem to be keeping pace with this cryptocurrency market, and their tool has matured. I've followed the platform for, quite a long time, 18 months or more, probably. Time gets away from me. I wouldn't be surprised if it isn't 2.5 years, as I think back with the pandemic period where we didn't get out much. But, you know, the fact of the matter is that the solutions that they have really target companies and accounting firms, and this whole payment stream that you were just discussing, and then also some of the other major exchange integrations, Coinbase being a good example there. So, you know, the feature set that they're building, I think you've got to continue to think about it as transactional. Now, I know they've also added non-fungible token revenue ops here in the fairly recent past. So that's another piece that could be in play. But overall, I believe the platform to be relatively secure. So that's another piece that's important here. And I know that they expect to and are expanding into other accounting platforms besides QuickBooks Online. They were really doing QBO as more of a proof. I don't want to say proof of concept because it's not that, but they wanted to prove their product works. That's probably the better way to say it.
And they've got a workaround that works with Xero at this point, and they're eyeing some of the higher mid-market platforms so that these things can be automated. The thing that I really like about this is that it's not for sure, but I believe anyway, and you probably do as well, I suspect, that there will at some point be central bank digital currencies like blockchain-based US dollars, blockchain-based based Canadian dollars, and so forth. How that's going to work out and how that'll go in the future, we have no idea. But as we approach that, and as you hear about the potential for blockchain-based fiat currencies like US dollars and Canadian dollars and others, or as people start working with those stable coins that are linked to those related valuations, think of them like money markets that are tracked on a blockchain, as opposed to investing in traditional money markets through an investment house. The beauty of this tool is that it just handles all those calculations and the reporting and everything. So you can just literally integrate this with it, and you can go in and provide all the evidence.
In fact, that's interesting because you're right. They You can sync multiple wallets. It'll do automatic spot pricing and all the accounting reports related to it. So it can take a job that might have been 15 to 20 hours of Excel sheet jockeying and turn it into zero time, right? I don't want to make it sound like it's nothing, but it's pretty much automated at that point. And that's kind of a big advance in this. So the toolkits for accountants, by the way, does have a lot of those capabilities, but it also, you know, provides you with the basis, which is obviously another key thing that we need.
I mean, if I think about this and you think about doing manually all the tasks that this does that need to be done, this is a soul-crushing amount of manual work, just too many details to be handled in a spreadsheet environment. So this really gives you some structure of tracking all the transactions, of valuing all the transactions consistently. And as opposed to somebody trying to do this in a spreadsheet in a cubicle, that is a soul-crushing job. You will always make mistakes in that situation. And by automating this, this really gives you an advantage.
I think it does. Now, for our listeners, one other tip is on the Gilded website, they actually had a very insightful thing that was like an aha moment for me, because I don't mind disclosing, I looked at investing in Gilded because it was interesting enough. And they basically compared their methodology versus bank methodology. And both you and I have a long tie to the banking industry in the US, Brian, so we know a fair bit about it. But they compared wire transfer, credit card payments, and digital currencies in both the speed and the fee structure. And the fact of the matter is that it's a nifty little illustration of why it makes a difference to use a platform like Gilded if you're going to transfer digital currency, and why it's got so much traction, not only within the US, but cross-border. And I actually did read a very interesting thing and watched a very interesting thing about cross-border digital currency transfers, because some of the digital currency mission statements is to eliminate, you know, Western Union and banking transfers because, you know, of the type of fees that they charge. But the net here is that these guys are competing against the likes of PayPal and other payment systems like Bill.com and Veeam and Payoneer and so forth. And so they really are, in effect, kind of a money transfer service, if you want to think of it that way. So, you know, we were dancing around earlier on the payments, the mass payments with AP. But, you know, you think about how many of us today do pay our bills through banks, and we use Positive Pay and all of those types of services. Good automation compared to where we were. But here you can almost do a single settlement sweep and clear it, in rapid order.
Yeah, I think this is a very interesting tool. And for people that are forward thinking, or they're in situations like the cannabis dealers, you know, the cannabis dispensaries that are prohibited from using the U.S. banking system, this certainly makes a lot of sense to handle those transactions or handle those related things. I think that there is a lot of regulation that is yet to be worked out, and how some of the key regulatory things in the anti-money laundering, how the rest of the world will handle value-added tax surrounding these transactions, how we will go through and handle know your customer in this environment, and the suspicious activity reports and all the things that banks do. There's a lot of regulatory stuff still to be worked out around crypto. But as you have clients working in crypto, this seems to be, in my mind, a little engine that can, with respect to, you know, those situations where you need ongoing integration with an accounting software to value and handle the transactions as a subledger.
Yeah, that makes great sense. And, you know, if we had more time, we'd probably have a bit of a discussion around Bitcoin Beach in El Salvador, where they're basically, the whole city operates on Bitcoin, which is pretty fascinating, because maybe that's the future. You and I don't know.
I think Ecuador now, maybe there's one country in South America, I think it's Ecuador, where they've actually switched, in addition to US dollar accepted as legal tender, they also additionally accept Bitcoin. You know, it's an interesting market wrinkle that we have going forward.
Yeah, it certainly is. Well, we can't always predict the future, but you know, we can see it from here. And we hope the Tech Lab has helped you see a little bit more with what you can do with cryptocurrency and the integration that Gilded has accomplished into QuickBooks Online. We look forward to talking with you on another Tech Lab. Have a good day.
Thank you for sharing your time with us. We'll be back next week with a new edition of the Technology Lab, brought to you by CPA Practice Advisor.